Welcome back to Pitch Side. Welcome, guys. Hope you've all had a fantastic weekend.
I haven't seen any of you guys.
I want more energy
today.
I've had a fantastic weekend, guys. I've also, I don't know if you heard, I ran a race at the weekend.
Fucking hell, yep. Man.
And I got PB, so well done, Theo.
What did you eat as well? What did you eat?
McDonald's.
I had a cheat day after my race. Why do you always bring this up? I'm allowed to have a cheat day. Actually, someone said to
you
me...
You are? I only asked the question.
Someone said to me today, he said, "Ooh, you lost weight in your face."
Who?
My girlfriend.
The man in the mirror.
You didn't have food in at the time. Sorry.
By the way. He's the worst. He's worse than me. Honestly, when he binge eats, fuck me, I've never seen
anything. Yeah, but he's got
roids,
That's not true.
I had one cookie. He'll eat the old packet.
Yeah, but that's what they're designed to tell you to do in terms of brain chemistry. That's exactly what's supposed to happen.
I'm strong enough to not eat the whole packet.
How often does he do that?
Oh, more than you think. More than you think. More than you think.
I don't think
I think shut up.
Did you test positive for anything on your test results?
For being a fucking legend.
Yeah. What else?
What? It doesn't say positive either. It says not detected or detected.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was detected?
Fucking having a massive cock.
Okay, fair enough. Well, guys, speaking of massive cocks, Liverpool drew to Manchester United. That's 2 points dropped.
What a segue, Jesus.
2 points dropped, I'd say.
Well, by definition, yeah, Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Yeah, they should have won, shouldn't they, really? But who the hell's that? It's more of a Manchester, maybe it's Ten Hag.
Oh my God, it's Ten Hag calling Tom.
Imagine it is Ten Hag.
Or it's Kobbie Mainoo.
Mate, Kobbie Mainoo's goal, by the way. Do you know what really annoyed me, by the way? Up until Bruno F's goal... He'd been shit.
Who?
Bruno F.
I mean, yeah, he weren't. Yeah, he'd been given it away.
He got given man of the match.
After the goal, he was excellent, though.
I think he got man of the match.
Surely not.
Yeah, he did.
Surely.
Player of the match.
Yeah, player of the match.
I thought, by the way, I know, obviously...
You're about to see Willy, aren't you?
No, Kamboala.
Yeah, that's
I thought was quality.
He was very good.
Very, very
good. That is Willy. His first name is Willy.
Okay, fair enough. Good for him.
Yeah, Liverpool did throw it away, though. That could be very detrimental.
Mainoo got man of the match.
I was going to say, I don't think Bruno did.
I think, maybe he got just the highest rating on FotMob. That's why they give it on
FotMob Merchant Shock.
I'm just having a look at him. Mate, Liverpool got a 3.7 XG and United 0.7.
Yeah, Nana had a game, you know.
Mate, Liverpool had 28 shots.
They were poo in front of goal, weren't they?
Yeah.
Poo. Diaz, they all missed chances, the front line.
Yeah, Diaz is one in the dying breath was horrendous.
If you look
straight
at
over the bar, isn't it?
If you look at their run in Liverpool, they could easily win it every game.
Oh, it's agree. I think they will.
But I don't think City and Arsenal will both win every game.
There's going to be points dropped.
City might, but Arsenal definitely won't.
I think there'll be points dropped out of all teams, though. I do think Liverpool.
Really?
Only because
European.
What?
They've got Europe, haven't they? All teams have rotate, etc.
Liverpool got Atalanta.
Yeah. Well, they're all going to try and push for the Champions League in Europe.
Mate, Liverpool got Spurs and Villa, you're forgetting.
Yeah, but Villa's at home, isn't it?
No, Villa's away. Oh. Spurs is at home.
Yeah, but they've got a great record against Spurs.
Villa away. They're playing for Champions League. Mate, I'm telling you, this title race is all to play for. Arsenal clearly have the advantage, though, with their...
Not with your running, mate.
No.
You've got the hardest running.
Yeah, I know, but that just proves... That if we do it,
do.
You said fucking do.
No, what I was saying was the goal difference.
Do you still think you're going to win both competitions? Yeah,
I've got a feeling.
Do you think you're going to win both?
Come on,
competitions?
Be solid with it.
I genuinely do. Because if you're a fan of your club, what's the point of not believing? Mm. What's the point of being boring?
That isn't the question.
I like that. I respect that.
Sorry, right, shoot me for believing in my club and wanting us to win the double.
He's playing to the crowd here.
I've only asked one question.
No, but you're looking at me like I'm some.
I said I like it and respect it. I'd do the same thing.
Do you?
No, there's a difference between believing and actually genuinely believing.
Yeah, you know when you've just got a weird feeling, like, though? Because I feel like Real Madrid, obviously we're getting away for the United-Liverpool game.
Yeah, you're
but
playing
I feel
Bayern,
like,
mate.
Yeah, fucking easy. Bayern is shit.
Oh, I don't want you backing down.
They got injuries. They can't even, they're going to lose the title to Leverkusen, who are class.
It's pretty much already done, isn't it?
Yeah, Leverkusen's got to win the next game. Mate, Bayern are crap.
So when they fill you in, I don't want to hear, it's Bayern Munich and all this shit.
I'll just say, oh,
yeah, but they are good in Europe, aren't they? They are European giants, so.
Will you say, we are shit, we shouldn't have been beat by those farmers?
No, not at all.
Farmers?
Why not?
Farmers? They've got the best striker in the world.
They would beat Newcastle, though, wouldn't they? They're like in between Arsenal and Newcastle.
Depends if we have a full squad.
Oh, which never occurs.
The reason why I say this is that
Sorry. Sorry, Theo.
Don't worry about it.
I watched the highlights of your game the weekend. You're like full strength up front and you're nearly full strength in midfield and you're missing like two players at the back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
Dan Burn started alongside Shaw, who they both normally start. Yes, he did.
No, apart from
last season. Yeah, he did.
You don't even know who he fucking
played. We're missing fucking Tom.
In midfield, you had Longstaff and Bruno G, who start every week. Then you've got...
But we haven't got Joel Linden. Huge, huge miss for us.
Okay. Joel Linden is massive. He's a fraud, by the way, because he tries to claim that Paul Dummett starts every game.
And he doesn't.
He's not even anywhere near.
He played 5 minutes and cost us 2 points. I love him, but fuck me.
When you were saying that, and I watched it, and I thought, I was looking at the team sheet at the beginning. I was like, this isn't even that bad of a team.
It's more when we got off the bench. It's more off the bench. We got fucking Richie. Anyway, who's
maybe you've got a better striker than Matt Haaland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We do have a better striker than Haaland.
So why are you crying for?
I'm quite happy with him.
Stop crying.
Why
are you crying?
Carry on
what you were saying, Theo.
The reason why I think we will beat Bayern and go for it. What do you say?
He's in a bit of a silly mood today.
He's in a goofy mood. I actually didn't hear what he said.
What did he say?
He called you bald.
You didn't.
No, I don't think you did.
You didn't.
I didn't. No.
He wouldn't do that.
I didn't.
He wouldn't do that.
I didn't, but carry on.
I beg your pardon.
Arsenal looks so strong defensively that suits knockout football.
Which is what I said to you the other day, and you just repeated. Yeah, well done. Yeah, well done, mate. You know, ball. I tell you what, you're cooking something in the other day, not killing it.
When did you ever say, mate? I can't remember last week. He said, when you drew against City, the way you played,
we have more chance of winning the Champions League than the Premier League.
I also think Arsenal going forward. Especially with the form of Kai Havertz at the moment.
And he's a Champions League winner.
Yep.
But that song you sing about him is the what word can I use that won't get cut
most
out
American
the podcast? It is
the
mate,
cringiest, the coolest,
cringiest. But
well, you said you wanted to end your own life after watching it on social media.
It's the shittiest thing I've ever seen.
Sing
and
it to us.
Women, there's a video of a grown woman, like she's probably got grandkids, in an Arsenal top from this season.
How dare she go and support her club and wear her club's colours?
Yeah, cringe. Dancing like this, going.
What are you wearing right there? What is that? What are you wearing?
Havertz scores again.
What are you wearing?
It's so fucking.
What's underneath that gilet?
Inter Milan shirt.
From what season?
I don't know.
You weren't that yesterday.
Yeah, did you?
And you were mocking him for wearing the same clothes as today. You're the same wearing the same ones as yesterday.
By the way, I wore the same top as this morning.
Yeah.
After having a shower.
Yeah, after the gym as well.
So I got changed in the gym.
I've just
had more different clothes.
I've got my same.
Yeah. But you put the same boxes back on. That's weird.
And socks.
It's not weird at all.
That is weird.
I wore my clothes for 2 hours this morning.
3 hours.
Whatever.
Longer than that. It was at least 4.
I took all my clothes off.
4 and a half.
Really. Slept in them.
Took all my clothes
with
off.
With the bright light, sweating.
I changed into new clothes for the gym because I knew they're going to get sweaty. Socks, underwear, the lot. That went in the washing machine and I put on the clothes that I've worn for 2 hours.
You don't do your own washing.
So who doesn't do their own washing? Shut up. Who does your washing?
His missus, probably.
Meg, yeah.
What do you mean, probably?
His dog's not going to do it.
we have separate jobs in the house and washing's not one of mine.
Yeah.
That's a good
job. What are your jobs?
Take the bins out, do the dishwasher, hoover up.
Yeah.
We just have segmented categories.
What are your jobs? Are you allowed?
All of it.
Right.
Oh, you're the bitch.
That sounds like a good relationship.
Nah, we take turns and everything. I actually love the dishwasher. I have to do it like exactly. There's a certain way to do the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, you were slagging your missus off the other day about that, weren't you? Saying she can't load it properly.
Never said that once.
Did you not?
No. Anyway, Gary Neville outed Man United after the game after calling them schoolboys, stating that they are so easy to play against. Tom, let me ask you this question. In fact, I'll do a two ball here. What makes them easy to play against, and have Man United lost their fear factor?
We talked about this the other day. I still can't pin it down as to what it is. That's probably why I'm not a football manager. But I honestly think it could just be that Casemiro is having to cover all that space on his own, and he, like a 45-year-old man who weighs 45 stone at the minute.
Ah, you got him there.
And he's having to cover all that ground on his own.
Well, they were much better last season when he was actually... You know, it looked like he had some legs.
As good as Mainu is,
his legs, isn't he?
I don't think Mainu is that type of player who covers a lot of ground. And who United needed was Declan Rice, really, to do that role. But
they didn't get him. Unlucky.
Unfortunately, you're gonna have to hold that. So I think that is possibly the reason.
Also, when you look at in comparison to Arsenal. Every single one of Arsenal's attackers do so much defensive work, and I don't feel like United do that at all.
Nothing. They do
that. Antony doesn't do anything.
They just do nothing.
Tom, on the weekend, you questioned the TV over the penalty.
It's not a pen.
And I happen to agree with you after what
you all cooked me when I said
that. Because they didn't show us any replays.
They did. They showed the one, and I was like, that's not a fucking pen.
That's not a pen.
And you were like,
because it did look like a pen.
In normal time, normal it looked like the biggest penalty I've ever seen.
But do you not think...
Does
that not go against your argument, though? Like, when you slide things down, everything looks worse.
No, but you said the reason why, which was like, I mean, it made sense at the time, the reason why it wasn't overturned is because it didn't look clear and obvious enough to actually interject what the referee had given.
They clearly didn't watch it back many times. This is my point. They look at things that aren't a foul a million times and find a way to give it. And then that, which is... I've saw two replays and was like, he's fucking dived there. Wan-Bissaka hasn't touched him.
Yeah. It's just another case.
It's like they did one check and went, no, it's fine.
Just another case of Liverpool getting the decision.
Well, it's Liverpool.
I think the Premier League are having an agenda and they want Klopp to go out with the league trophy.
Let's not do this.
No, but I don't... United get more than Liverpool do. So that just goes against the narrative.
No, man.
Genuinely,
all the big
Man United get given more than Liverpool do. Are you right, mate? Are you in the room or what?
I think
we're boring.
I think if you saw Arsenal do that, they wouldn't have given it.
I think you're an idiot, and
that's a joke.
Sorry, I don't know why I said
that was a joke. No, but that was a bit of bollocks. So if I was a Man United fan, I swear there's not even
there hasn't been that much of backlash about it though,
because they're so humble and cool, though, isn't it? They don't want to cry about things. Or is it because they've got so many dodgy decisions in the past, I feel a bit.
No, it's because they've already taken 2 points off Liverpool, which is enough for them anyway.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
I like it. If they want to stop Liverpool winning the title, that's the way to do it.
They probably thought they were going to lose
like 5-0, didn't they? Most of the fans did.
They were probably happy that it was even 2-2, to be honest, the way the game went. So they were probably like, we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Try and stop them winning the league.
Who's title favourites then? It's got to be Liverpool, isn't it?
Arsenal.
Judging by fixtures.
Arsenal not favourites? You're top of the league. It's all in your own hands.
It's in our own hands, but you've alluded to the fact that we've got
a harder running.
On paper. Fixtures. But you're Arsenal. You're meant to be the best team in the league.
We've got Champions League, though.
Oof, so
tough,
City.
Tough competition.
City got a harder game.
Yeah, but City aren't even with it. It's between Arsenal and Liverpool. City don't have a shot winning the Premier League.
I think they very much do.
You do need to win.
I think if you look
Why
at,
are you saying things like that?
I think if you look at the teams that historically... would lose less points in this scenario. City are the ones that would do that.
The problem is people have now figured out
they're
how
now
to
a
get
machine.
At City.
Have they, yeah. Have like they? You.
Crystal Palace. No, Arsenal now.
How many shots did you have against City?
They were 4-1 up at that point. I mean, the fact that...
It could have been 8, I know.
Yeah.
But teams have figured out how to score against them.
But they always have.
And what wins goals?
They have for a while.
What wins goals?
What?
What? Wins goals.
What wins goals?
Championships.
Say that again.
What wins? No, what was that?
Say that
You're
again.
You're trying to say what wins titles. What wins championships?
What wins games? Goals.
What? Nice, that's sick.
Yeah, so if you score more goals than City, you're going to win the game.
Oh, Michael Owen in the room.
What are you going to do about
Anyways,
defense?
Speaking of Arsenal.
Are you going to take that back though?
About what?
That City haven't got a chance of winning the title.
Yeah, obviously.
Is this the first time in history that three teams could potentially break 90 points and...
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. There's no chance. Three wouldn't have done it.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
No,
and
way.
They all have the chance to do that as well, which is pretty crazy.
No way.
Imagine they all just win.
Imagine Arsenal Champions League final, lose in the final and finish on like 94 points and come second in the
Premier League. We can't finish on 94.
Well, okay. Fuck me. Honestly, you're such a nerd. Let me hypothetical that.
Fucking hell. Didn't look
at the fact that Arsenal are going to get in the Champions League final. That's not
the
likely.
Max everyone can finish off is 92.
Oh, you're so boring.
There's seven games left.
Mate, what? Really?
Get tall. Go on.
I think... All right, if we finish on 91 and lose, yeah, there you go. I'll give you that one.
I hope that happens so much.
I think I'll cry.
He's again,
I should be 90
on a podcast.
that would be a tough one to take.
Or would it? More insightful ball knowledge from Theo Baker. If we lost the Champions League final and lost the title in 91 points, that'll be tough to take.
At that point, you know, retrospectively, is that a good season?
Yeah, obviously.
No, he needs to
sign. He's already covering his butt.
Yeah, that is a good season.
If he don't win a trophy this season, he's got to go.
He's already setting himself up.
He's
got
to go, Blur.
No, because you're looking at it in a different way. In normal life, Manchester City don't exist.
He's got to go, Blur.
Pep Guardiola is a bit of a cheat code, especially when he's got an unlimited budget.
Oh, here we go.
Life would be a lot better off.
You're top of the league.
Pep Guardiola and Manchester City.
Well, it wouldn't, because then you wouldn't have Arteta and you wouldn't be Manchester City.
It's so boring. Again, why you gotta be such a nerd?
And then you wouldn't be Manchester City B, which is what you are.
You are.
It's embarrassing.
You are. You're Man City's biggest fans.
Yeah.
Only took 4 points off them this season.
Yeah, you're the biggest fans. Yeah.
If Man City B win the Premier League, then
what a trophy.
They went, go on, have 4 points. You can have them. And we'll still beat you.
Man City haven't. Liverpool haven't. What? I think both of them haven't. Either Liverpool or City haven't won against any of the big six. It could be both of them.
It's Liverpool.
It's Liverpool, their shit.
Definitely not City, is it? Well, no, City have drawn twice against Liverpool, haven't they? They lost once and drew with you. Who else in the big six?
Lost to Villa.
1-0 to Villa.
That's not the big six, though.
Oh, well, the current top six.
Because they're in the top six.
Big six is not the top six.
I was talking about top six.
You didn't? You said the big six?
I meant top six.
You said the big top six? Okay,
the big top six.
The top big six, yeah.
But they beat Villa the other day 4-1 at home, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but Villa had a bit of an off day.
Oh, right, sorry, yeah. So they have beaten someone in the top six, then.
Yeah, I was referring to Liverpool.
Okay.
Anyways, Arsenal played against, obviously, my near hometown, Brighton.
The
original team you support, yeah?
You actually support.
Because I was an Eastbourne Borough fan, but whatever.
All right, four players who currently play for them.
Eastbourne Borough?
Yeah.
Darren Clark.
Incorrect.
Roger Moore. Bill Clinton.
Roger Moore.
James Bond.
Is this Epstein Floyd list? Does it is?
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore?
You know where celebration is, don't you?
Don't ever do that,
horrific. Arsenal made it look so easy.
Yeah, that's
played
the
well, but Brighton aren't the best at the minute, are they?
Fucking take it away from every game we play.
Roma beat them 4-0.
Arsenal get 4 points off City.
What a trophy, man.
City is shit, though, aren't
Roma,
they?
Okay. Roma
all right, then.
Arsenal beat Brighton 3-0 away at Amex. Yeah, but Brighton's shit at the moment.
Fucking hell, honestly.
Arsenal sat top of the league. Oh, yeah.
Nah, in fairness.
Dead league, though, isn't it? Obviously.
Fucking hell. Arsenal get to the Champions League final.
Yeah, but all the hard teams from the other side of the group.
Yeah. They're all playing in Europa.
Yeah. Fuck me, honestly.
You didn't already spend 500 mil.
What do you want?
You didn't already spend 500 mil.
Honestly, what do you want? Talking about 500 mil, that's pocket change to your club.
Yeah,
we've already spent 100.
You
spent £80 million on a player that can't even do anything.
Yeah. Why is it fuck me for?
You got involved.
Yeah, most clubs would be crying about Tonali. You lot don't give a shit.
Roma did beat Brighton 4-0, which is one more than you, so they're technically better than you, and they're like eighth in
Serie A. Robert Wood fucking used up to be first.
De Zerbi felt Brighton should have had a penalty. Sure, that
I don't know what you're on about with this. Where did Brighton have a penalty?
I don't remember this. I watched the full game and I actually can't recollect exactly what you're on about.
De Zerbi came out and said...
De Zerbi said that.
He didn't. De Zerbi come out and said he agreed with the Arsenal penalty.
Yeah.
Not that Brighton...
Maybe I got this.
Yeah, Brighton didn't even get in our box,
should have had
mate.
A penalty. I don't know what you're on about.
The reason why I think Tom is right here is because there was a bit of controversy of the fact that Lamptey clips the ball, but wipes out Jesus afterwards.
I mean, it's a penalty.
It is 100% a pen.
Tom, are you going to apologise about Kai Havertz?
No.
I think you owe the guy an apology.
For what?
Say sorry.
For what?
Just say sorry.
For what?
For calling him shit.
I stand by it. I stand by every word I've said about him.
He's pretty good there. And also, I love his work rate, the way he tracks back as well.
He's actually one of the hardest working players in the team.
That's amazing. That's what you sign strikers for. Are you apologising?
I apologised a few weeks ago.
You want to sign a striker and work hard on the pitch.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's fucking shit.
I'm going to apologise for this prep as well, because that is obviously wrong.
Yeah.
What as well?
Apologise for the prep.
Apologise for the prep sheet.
Apologise for the prep sheet.
Yeah, what has Havertz done in a big game this season?
Brighton's a huge game for Arsenal.
Yeah.
Honestly, you won't ever let someone just have like a good day, will you? You always got to bring someone down or bring a club down. Why can't you just be happy for the guy, man? Kai Havertz, man, he went through shit and he's come out the other side.
Did he?
Poor bloke.
Oh, professional.
Both
football.
Him and Jorginho combining for a pretty solid goal as well.
Mm. Yeah. That was a nice goal. Like, yeah. Jorginho did very well for that.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Havertz just literally tapped it in. But yeah, okay. Great player. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Obviously, Arteta came out.
You ain't going to win a trophy with Kai Havertz as your number nine. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, well, he's a false nine. So Arsenal came out and
still
said
a nine.
Arsenal on the right track, whether they win a trophy this season or not, which I believe.
That's embarrassing.
That is so embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Such a fucking scared.
What do you want
fight?
Him to say?
Say
we're here to win. Oh, if we don't win, then we're on the right track.
You are top of the league. You're still in the Champions League. You're going to be buying it with shit, apparently. You know, and he's already waving the flag saying, even if we don't
he's trying our best.
It's the manager of Arsenal Football Club. It's not Theo Baker leading the line, is it?
Hang on. Has Eddie Howe ever said that there's more ambition than just like finishing mid-table for Newcastle?
Eddie Howe's always setting expectations high.
Has he ever said in an interview, I think we should push for top four? I think we're a top four club in the Premier League.
Why is that relevant to this?
I'm asking if our manager doesn't have ambition in interviews, does yours?
Why are you playing this underdog role? You shouldn't be comparing yourself to Newcastle. You should be comparing yourself to Man City.
Because you've just said every manager.
I imagine so at some point. I can't think of every Eddie Howe interview. He's never cut himself short. He's never played down ambition though.
We're top of the league. Coward. We're top of the league. Also, joint level on points of Liverpool, 1 point ahead of Man City. It's like 20 points clear. Like
you were the Premier League title favourite.
They're already playing it down.
Yeah, they're already playing it down.
Time out. You thought we were Premier League title favourites before the season began.
No, I didn't say that. You are the favourites. You are the favourites. And he's already waving the flag saying, even if we don't do it, we tried.
It's
fucking embarrassing.
Saying, though, is it?
Comes across that way.
It doesn't though.
He's trying to save his own ass.
Yeah, he is.
In case he goes like a third season without winning anything. Yeah. Despite spending $500 million.
No, it's more than three, isn't it?
You're being very childish.
Probably.
More than three seasons.
When's the last time he won a trophy?
Yeah.
The FA Cup.
How much investment has been since?
3 years ago.
It was more than that. It weren't 2021, was it?
It was 3 years ago.
You're trying to play this like underdog role.
The third last FA Cup though, if that's what.
How long until you hold yourself accountable to the standards of City rather than acting as if they're so far away?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a detriment.
Also, do you not think that's
honest
a bit
about what
effect?
He thinks could happen?
No, you should have beat them to the league last year. You're the favourites for the league this year.
Like, take everything away of what we're talking about. City obviously are the best team in the world.
Why are you wanking them off every week
why aren't you?
The one thing I can at least respect about Ten Hag is he actually had the balls to say he was coming to an end.
Why are you acting like they're treble winners?
If we did,
as it stands right now, you're in better form.
Do you know what? Arsenal go on about City treble winners.
If we did a world club top five, where would you actually put Arsenal, really?
What do you mean? Like, as in ability-wise? Like, who's the best in the world right now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 clubs in the world at the moment.
I'd probably have them second or third.
So in that case, is not
definitely
not a likelihood to win either trophy then, is it?
Well, no, because compare them against teams that aren't in the league. For the Premier League, they are up there with Man City.
Arsenal as the best team in the world at the minute.
I actually think Arsenal fans are bigger Man City fans than Man City fans. It's fucking mental.
It's so embarrassing.
You go on about that.
Man City is so good.
Treble winners.
Beat them.
They won the treble. Guardiola, the best manager. How can we beat them? They're so good.
He's
the reason Arteta is who he is.
You two have definitely sorted a different prep sheet for...
What is going on?
For little...
How can we beat them? They're just the best.
We have beat them.
But see, you keep going back every week.
But you keep saying, just because someone beats someone, that instantly makes them way better.
No,
but
we're saying,
if you ask ones. Everyone, if you ask fucking everyone in this building right now, 99% of people would say, if you ask them, who's the best team in the world, they'd probably say Man City.
Yeah, but that's a difference. 99% wouldn't.
This is different. You have to ask them, people. You say it of free will, just no one's even talking about it, and then you just go on about Man City's greatness.
We're talking about Arteta,
and then you spoil
the trophy at the last minute.
We are on about Arteta.
Another coward's way of looking at it.
Oh, you what? Arsenal, you lot are ridiculous. Anything Arsenal do, they just can't win.
Look,
you hate everything that ever happened.
Use Mike in the league if you spend so much time wanking up Guardiola.
Yeah. Pessimist. Pessimist.
How do our opinions on Arsenal and Man City affect the league in any way, shape, or form? right. So, yeah. They've got these pods on in the rooms of both changing rooms.
I bet you throw them a parade when they end up winning the league.
The fan opinion, the fan mentality can translate to the players.
It does. Well, it's translated to the manager who's already brought you off for winning the double.
He's probably already texting Pep going, oh God, I can't wait for you guys to win the Prem.
You know, Man City can win back-to-back trebles still.
Look at him again, he can't even mention it. Jesus.
You're the biggest fan.
All right, you know what? I won't say anything and we'll just do the podcast in silence then. Should we do that?
I think they might like that.
Should we
actually
do that?
You did
all right,
that, yeah.
Go ahead then.
So basically, if you... hands over, we can see them while we're talking about Man City. Please. You give yourself this loser mentality all the time.
I don't even think it's loser mentality, it echoes you guys.
I'm sure they really give a shit.
Oh, silence.
I'm sure they're at the training going, oh fuck guys, Theo just called Man City the best team in the world.
No, but Arteta's literally doing it.
That's because he knows football.
So he's given up. Why is he a manager? Why is he a manager if he doesn't even think he can win it?
Yeah.
Get him out.
No, get him out. Mate, he's a realist after getting pumped last season.
He's a loser.
Saying one thing on camera
he's
and then...
He's a fucking loser, man.
You're fucking weird.
Dropped 15 points last year. He's so scared or scarred off that. Now this season he's favourites and he said we're not going to win, boys.
Mate, he's probably saying the complete opposite to actual players.
Also, he said...
When have you seen... So many managers come out and say things in the media and Kevin then Keegan. Behind closed doors to their actual players, they're saying completely different things.
Not sure, because I'm not in the dressing room.
What?
How would I know what they're saying behind closed doors?
Arteta's too busy drawing smiley faces on whiteboards, mate.
Why are you such haters?
Talk about your feelings.
They've just got Man City badges in the dressing room.
So weird.
Right, one word to describe Man City. Brilliant.
The best.
Greatness.
I don't get it.
Trebles.
They come in and like they've got like a big Man City flag and they all have to pray to it each morning and just bow down to the greatness of Man City.
We can never beat you almighty leaders. You're the best in the world. How can we ever win anything?
Pathetic.
Well, we might as well just get ourselves knocked out against Bayern.
Here we go.
If we do smash Bayern, how obviously we expect to.
Oh, you expect to smash Bayern?
I don't think we'll smash Bayern at all. I think we beat them though.
Do you?
Well, you've changed your tune.
You've already changed your tune.
How?
You just said they were crap farmers.
Would Man City beat Bayern?
They're good crap farmers. Yeah. They got Harry Kane.
They're the best team in the world.
What?
Anyway, I think
Man City are getting knocked out by Real Madrid anyway. So it's,
yeah, if Man City go out and we beat Bayern and we play Real Madrid,
that means we're
just going to be.
Who would you rather play in the semis?
Oh, definitely Man City.
I think both Benji are over.
I think Madrid.
Are you joking?
Well, we now figured out how to get.
Definitely Madrid.
Please stop saying that.
Definitely Madrid.
You had one shot.
We finally cracked the code.
Yeah. We got a 0-0
against the old mighty Man City.
No, but I just think of like Vinicius Jr. up against like Zinchenko is not going to go well.
It's the opposite side, mate.
But okay.
Right, Rodrigo up against Zinchenko. Still not going to go well.
Well, you might have Timber back by then.
Oh, that would be a
Timber.
I do think you've got a better chance at the Champions League than the league, but I don't think you'll win either.
Last time we got to a final, I cried.
I fucking hate it, man.
You cry a lot, don't you? You're a bit...
I was a child. I was 10.
Not the last time you cried on a podcast, though, was you?
I was 10. I thought we'd won it when Sol Campbell scored that header. He shouldn't have been sent off, Layman, you know? Double jeopardy. It's fucking bollocks.
Are you joking?
Double jeopardy.
Well, that wasn't in it then, was it?
You got battered second half anyway.
that game. Anyway.
Anyway, speaking of Arsenal Bayern Munich, we are going to do our current based Arsenal and Bayern Munich 11.
Bayern München?
Bayern München? Who wants to go first, guys?
Okay.
Let's go by Kaisak.
In goal, Raya.
Yep.
Currently, he's better than Neuer. Were you?
Yeah, actually, Neuer's not even been playing. He's been all right for the past, like, yeah, five, 6 games.
If you're talking about, like, an all-time, I'd probably whack in Neuer.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah,
but right now, you would take Raya, let's be honest, Thomas.
I do agree.
I'd take Neuer now.
Okay, well, someone's not been watching Bayern, have they?
Oh, and you have, yeah.
right back, I've got Ben White.
Yep.
Jesus. What the fuck's happening?
What do you...
Shut the fuck up.
I totally agree.
He's not better than Kimmich, is he?
But Kimmich is a...
He's been playing right back for Bayern.
Yeah, but he's not right back, is he?
He's been playing right back for Bayern.
He can play right back at a better level.
I'm well aware, but I shouldn't have him in the six.
He's both positions. He can play both positions. He's originally a right back. He's a better right back than Ben White. Yeah, well, let's not do this. Let's please not
but
do this.
I don't want Kimmich at right back. I want him in the six.
Yeah.
Why is that unacceptable?
That's not crazy. Arsenal are literally the best
because you have
in the world.
Because you have better players that you can utilise in midfield.
Ben White, Shanks, Faye, Tam Bottles.
No. But okay, we'll come around to your thing. But then if you have Kimmich at right back, you better have a better six than Kimmich in the six.
Yeah, I have. Declan Rice.
I've got him in eight. So
I've got... Right back, Ben White, because it's part of the best defence in the fucking world. So, Saliba and Gabriel at centre back with Alphonso Davies at left back. Midfield three of Kimmich, Rice and Ødegaard. And then Saka on the right, Musiala on the left and Harry Kane up front.
Oh my God, where's Leroy Sané?
That's a great team, mate.
Yeah. Where's Goretzka?
No, not Goretzka, but Sané's been one of the best players in Europe this season.
So Saka?
No, he hasn't. No, we have. What are we? When are we going to actually admit Saka's been fucking average this season?
Well, if his average is like,
oh, here we go. His output, his goals, his assist. He's been fucking average. He scores about 50 penalties, and everyone wanks him up. It's like Salah the weekend.
This is exactly what he said about Cole Palmer originally, and then Cole Palmer started scoring loads of penalties.
He's been cooking lately. He has been cooking. That's not fair. That isn't fair with Palmer. But no, it's like Salah the weekend. Okay, you got a goal. How bad was Salah the weekend? Be honest.
Hey, shit.
Terrible. But people go, yeah, but he scored and like his output. Saka has not been that good this season. Where was he against City?
How many Bayern Munich games do you watch this season?
Where was he against
How many
City?
Bayern Munich games do you watch this season?
I watch highlights because of Kane. I don't watch them every week, no.
Oh.
But mate, he's unreal every week based on reports, based on people's reports.
Every week you go into Bayern Munich scout report going,
I don't want to be that person, but hasn't Thomas Müller been playing in Leroy Sané's position for the last
Sané's been out the last two games, hasn't he? He's injured. Okay, and they've had Musiala on the left. Like, they interchange.
Sané's been better
than Saka this season.
You're acting like I've like shot someone because I put Saka over.
No. Saka's in my team. I've just fit Sané in. You have to fit Sané in this season.
How the fuck you manage that?
Oh, because Musiala can play the 10, baby.
Oh, you put him ahead of him, yeah.
Alongside Declan Rice.
Oh, he's basically moved Kimmich back to...
So I've got Neuer, Kimmich, Saliba, Gabriel, Davies, Rice, Ødegaard, Musiala, Saka, Kane, Sané.
Yeah, that's like the FIFA way of doing it, really, isn't it?
So, what?
It's not difficult to understand, mate.
Speaking from a guy who...
Ødegaard, where does Ødegaard play in your team?
Ødegaard is in the eight.
He's the eight, yeah, apparently.
He can play that. He can play that. He has played that for Arsenal.
He's got two eights. He's got two eights of ten.
Don't play that game, because we know
Rice. You
Rice
are the
has
one.
Played most of the season.
No. You are the one that tells us we can't do that.
No.
He's Declan Rice played most of the season. In the six.
No, but this is exactly... This is blasphemy because says Declan Rice is so much better in the eight. Why would you waste him in the six?
I do, but he's also unbelievable in the six.
No, you're shoehorning Kimmich in. That's what you're doing. Just play Kimmich in the six where he's the best.
No,
on
he's
the field.
Not. I think he's a better right back.
You're weird. You're weird. That's weird. That's very weird.
Well, no, he's amazing at both, isn't he, really? But
you just said he's a better right back.
And also, Ødegaard is more of an eight for Arsenal.
I agree with that.
What are you on about?
I said he was an eight. I said you've got two eights and a ten.
I've got Ødegaard in the eight.
But yeah, yeah.
Where's Saka?
Saka's up front with Kane and Sané.
Up front? On the right?
Where's
Sane? Yeah, like, you know, like up front. Front, up the front. Yeah.
You're weird. Where's Musiala?
Musiala's in the 10.
Where's Raya?
Nowhere to be seen, mate. Because he's shit.
No real point me doing mine.
Sent him packing back to the G-Tech Community Stadium.
That's a crap name, isn't
sorry,
it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't make it up. Is that their name?
Okay.
So, what's your team?
Sam's Diaz.
Yeah, because you got born on.
Oh, because you did it together. Because you.
No, I know. I did it separately.
You bummed each other and then did it.
Yeah. Yeah, Rhea White, Saliba, Gabriel Davies.
Come on then, Luke.
Kimmich, Rice, Ødegaard, which actually does make sense as a midfield three. Musiala, Saka, and Kane.
No, because Ødegaard plays the eight for you lot.
What? He plays in the hole.
He plays more in the eight.
He drifts into the 10.
Does he drops quite deep for you lot? Have you noticed?
No, mate. He starts in the hole.
He does. He does.
Oh, you're really making me angry.
Jorginho does it.
Mate, you are really angering me here. Are you fucking going insane? Are you going insane?
No,
don't,
no.
Tom, it's like you saying that Palmer's never played right wing in his life.
I didn't say that. I said he was more of a 10, and since then he's playing every game on the right.
Do you know what you do? You chat so much shit, but because you're fucking from Brum, you just sound like you know ball.
I'm
but
not
really,
from Birmingham, but
everything
okay.
You say is just bollocks.
Is it, yeah?
No, it is.
Is it, yeah?
If I sound like Jack Grealish, I reckon people would believe me more.
Yeah. He's Ødegaard is more of an 8 for you lot than a 10.
Not when Rice is playing alongside him.
Well, yeah, but that's true. But Rice has played most of the season in the six.
He has done, yeah, which means Ødegaard had to play there. But when Jorginho and Partey are now playing in the six.
And who? Jorginho and who?
Partey. Okay. He's definitely more of a 10 now that Rice has moved further forward.
But what? There is no
you're acting like...
How long has Rice been playing?
You're acting
long,
like...
Is it?
You've acted like Ben White at right back, who's quite possibly one of the best right backs in the world.
No, he
isn't. And Kimmich in the six is a bad combination compared to Kimmich at six and Rice at...
Me and Reeve have a better team.
No, you haven't.
We do.
You've left out one of the best players in Europe this season.
We've got 4 out of 5 of the best defenders in the league.
Fuck me.
That's a good mature response to a football debate. Well done, Theo.
Like you didn't say it 10 minutes ago when you told me to bum Arteta.
No, I didn't. I said you were bumming Reeve while you did your team.
You got a team, Lou?
Yeah, I went a bit experimental.
Brilliant.
In goal, go. Mick Pope.
In goal, Ramsdale, please sign for Newcastle. We're 3 in the back.
Oh God.
We're pacing
go on
attack.
Then. All right, come on. Let's see these centre backs.
So, like up at Benkanu, Gabriel and Saliba.
You missed out the best Bayern Munich centre back.
Nah, fucking man. I want Pierce.
Kim Min Jae is better than
I want Pierce in my centre backs.
In fairness, up at Benkanu does start for France over Saliba.
Which is bollocks.
Kim Min Jae is better than
the French
than
link?
What?
It's not ultimate team, mate.
The French link, you get better chemistry, bro. So we're going to go Kimmich, Rice, Goretzka and Havertz.
Goretzka and Havertz.
Yeah, not Ødegaard because we're playing big games here.
Mate, Goretzka's been...
Goretzka is trash, mate. You just see the photos.
What formation are you playing?
We're going to play the diamond in the middle.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You're playing 3-diamond-4.
3-diamond?
We're gonna play, no, my winger's going to drop back but also...
Right, fair enough. Yeah.
So then we've got Musiala, Kane and Sane.
What? Right, Sane.
You're starting Havertz, but you're not starting Saka.
Sane's playing right wing back and Musiala's playing left wing back.
You easily play Musiala in the midfield instead of Havertz.
Musiala's playing left wing back.
Yeah, in Lewis's team.
Yeah, that's what you did for a bit.
What?
I'm sure you played him left back for a bit, didn't you?
What the fuck are you on about?
Saka, mate. We played Saka left back.
Musiala's
never played for Arsenal football.
Why do we let you talk about football ever?
Why does he prepare the segment?
What just happened?
What are you on about?
I'm sure you played Havertz left back.
What are you on about?
You just said Musiala, mate. Which one is it?
What the fuck are you on about?
And also, Havertz played left back for Germany.
Okay, that's not.
Wait, why are you talking about Havertz? Left back.
Deal with him, man. Are you okay?
What? You got Musiala left back in your team?
No.
Because he's
but Sane right back.
No, you have to think about the division.
Yeah, think experimentally. Musiala played left back for Arsenal.
So Sane's your right wing back.
Yeah, correct.
The left footer.
Yeah.
No. Sane is on the left.
Huh?
And then Musiala's on the right. Where's Havertz then?
Havertz is playing just behind Kane.
So he's not a left back.
No.
You just said
you just you confused me. No, we're playing a diamond in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, but now
So Kimmich is just sitting right in front of the defence.
Yeah, then you've got
Rice
and Goretzka.
Yeah.
And then Havertz in the just 10. The
front. This is the worst team I've ever had.
Just the front.
What about Ødegaard?
Yeah. It's a big game as we're playing.
Also, Gnabry would have been a good
Brighton,
shout.
If it was against Brighton, maybe.
Yeah, so you could have had Ødegaard, yeah. Serge Gnabry.
No, a big game.
Saka.
Gnabry's a big game player. Wait,
Gnabry's fine.
Are you getting confused?
I did have Gnabry over Sane at one point.
Are you getting
point,
confused between Musiala and Gnabry? That Gnabry played for Arsenal, not Musiala.
No, I never meant Musiala. I was meant Havertz when I said Musiala.
But wait, said he's playing in the 10.
So you've left out Ødegaard and Saka for Havertz.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
Lewis, by the way, if the graphic,
experimental, bro.
If our teams aren't
fucking,
on screen,
it's not experimental, mate. It's mad.
No. Sometimes you have to think outside the box.
Is this why earlier in the office the lads were laughing when they come over to your screen when they saw that? Is it because they saw that team, or have you got something even weirder later?
I might have something weird later. I can't remember.
Lewis, can you make sure the teams are on screen?
That's really bad.
Ask Purdy.
It's very easy.
That's crazy, by the way. Also, you didn't even choose Ben White as a right-sided centre-back in a three.
Right. No thick tan in my team. It's not allowed.
Okay,
makes the showers stink.
Right.
How do you know that?
Thick tan don't smell nice, man.
How do you know that?
Don't smell
you ever
nice.
Smelled someone with thick tan?
It's not odd. Well, you know, sometimes you're around a lady. You can
in the shower?
Well, it comes off in the shower.
Ooh. What comes off in the shower?
Fake tan.
But when have you been in the shower?
It doesn't stain you for life.
Oh my God,
what's going on here?
I don't know what he's doing.
So you shower with your missus who does fake tan?
Oh, Jesus, no. Just carry on, next. You're an idiot.
Right, anyway, guys, it's now time to chat Super 6. How did we do, guys?
Really bad week.
Oh, I forgot to check, actually.
I did not think the Liverpool Man United game would be a draw, so got 0 points for that one.
Yeah, I got 2 points overall.
Did you reckon?
I only got 4 points.
I got 2 points.
I got two.
The only result I got was Arsenal.
Same. 2 points.
I got Arsenal and Villa.
By the way, how
was there a winner?
Did Chelsea draw with Sheffield United? What is going
they
on
threw
there?
It away then. Well, I don't know what Petrovic was doing with that second goal. It was pathetic. Christ. Should have just come out and collected it, but he didn't.
Horrible. Yeah. Well, you're bottom at the moment, aren't you, in terms of leaderboard?
I keep not doing it.
I'm about 10 behind him now.
Wow.
But I've already put mine in now for the next match day. I can't keep fucking missing them.
Oh, okay.
I want that 250 grand.
Grand.
Somehow, Lewis, I think you're not going to win it.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways, a couple games that happened at the weekend to Battle of top four.
Two very
Villa
good games.
Villa bottled the game.
Who? Brentford Villa? Were very good.
Started about Tony as
it
well.
It was a bit of a bottle.
Doing like
a bit of a bottle.
Well, you could, I mean, depends. It's context, right? You could say Brentford bottled it. They were 3-2 up.
Yeah.
How
the goal? Yeah, again, the goalie was terrible. Did you know that game, courtesy of Gary Lineker, he said, in that game, there were six shots.
Six goals.
Six on target. There was only six shots in the game. No saves were made.
Yep, and six goals.
Really?
Yeah. How mad even is didn't that? Make a single save.
That's insane. Anything. Fucking hell.
But
it wasn't...
Villa are slowly...
Martinez pulled up in the warm-up, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was on the team sheet and then...
Well, I didn't even notice. Again, because no goalie did anything. I didn't even notice he was in goal. Yeah.
Ollie Watkins had a good game, though.
Yeah, he was all right, but...
Bomo.
It was a nice finish, but...
Yeah.
There's some bad defending for them goals. Bad.
Villa look quite bad at the back, you know. They look very ropey.
I think Villa are starting to be slowly found out a bit, which tends to happen with teams who... And then get found out.
It's weird. Their defence seems to have started to fade a little bit since the return of Diego Carlos.
But they're good at Villa Park.
You'd expect them to be Brentford at home. But now they've give the...
Turns out I was waffling. He's played anyway.
Now aren't they now level points with Spurs, and Spurs got a game in hand?
Yeah, Spurs do have a game in hand.
So now
their game in hand is against Chelsea, right? In like two 3 weeks time.
Yeah, they are.
But fucking hell, they're 11 clear with a Man United in sixth.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Villa
between those two.
Champions League's going to be five places, right? Depending on Arsenal and City in the Champions
League. Well, yeah, if we think that Arsenal are going to go through, then it should be five places, right?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't think it was that. Bread and black and white, bread and butter. What was I
black and white,
bread and butter. Like,
mate, it's going to be tight that battle for fourth. But at the end of the day, it might not matter because both of them might just get Champions League.
But you'd
it will matter though with the rankings and that, won't it? Or the
Oh, really?
Fifth might have to qualify.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, is that how it works?
You'd sooner battle for fourth, though. You'd sooner come fourth.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then just be like,
yeah, my money too.
We haven't made it. And then at the end of the season, they go, actually, five, get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just the money and everything. Yeah.
What about Spurs beating Forest? They look a little bit ropey at the beginning.
Chris Wood, by the way, best.
Did you see his
shot
miss?
Conversion rate? Oh, mate. What?
That Why
might,
is he
That might be the best
it?
Visual miss of the season.
Like I've
well.
Told you all, he's fucking
Why
shit.
Why is he hit it so
went out for a throw in.
I just put so my mic under 8-11 as well.
He nearly went
mate,
out
all
for
he's
throw
got to
in.
Do is just pass it in.
I don't know what he because he's shit.
I think what's happened here, he's seen an open guy and said, yeah, I'm going to fucking bash this
Let's
one.
Let's fucking go.
He's he's on fire, to be fair, but that was one of the worst misses I've ever seen.
What? Before he scored, I don't know what the
he's got 10 in 10
afterwards.
I mean.
Yeah, 43% shot conversion.
What
rate.
A player, man!
So pretty Jesus. Much every almost one in two shots he scores a goal.
Better than Haaland?
Well, yeah, he is, by yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you think he's a better player than Haaland?
More to his game.
Well, Chris,
he got a hat trick at St James's Park, didn't he?
St James's Park
got a hat trick at St James's Park.
How's it a World Cup? Oh, I'm not even gonna. No, I'm not gonna.
So who's gonna get it? Who's gonna get top four then?
Spurs.
Yeah, Spurs.
You think?
I still think they're going to finish above you.
That was cringe.
I mean, you still got to play them? Or no?
Yeah, we do.
They'll smash you in like... you won't know what to do with that.
Oh, yeah, you drew 2-2. Oh, they'll beat
They'll be coming at you fearless and you'll be like, ooh!
Yeah, 2 p.m.
Play for
28.
A draw?
Yep. What?
It's only 11 points. If they beat you, that's now 8. And then you only have to slip up a few times and they
Well, that's going to happen no matter because it's Arsenal.
Yeah, they do ball everything.
Don't rattle them. Don't listen to these guys.
No, I'm ignoring them.
Do we all agree though, Spurs fourth, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, well, when we did our...
Oh, shut up.
Seventh Premier League top four predictions.
Well, Villa, obviously, they're not out of the race. And when you're not
Who
out of the race,
said,
they're out of the race.
No one said they're out of the race.
You're not
saying,
out of the
do
race.
We all agree that Spurs are going to finish fourth?
No, I'll back Villa last season. I'll back them this year.
I think Villa really will struggle to get fourth, mainly because they... Actually, both teams play us, don't they? Both teams play us and Liverpool. That's annoying.
Well,
they do. Spurs play Arsenal and Liverpool. And Spurs play, Villa play Arsenal and Liverpool as well.
Some big games in Super 6 this week. Man City at home to Luton. I can see them resting players.
4-0.
I think Luton will score though.
I actually put 4-0 as well.
Doughty to cross one in like in the 88th minute and they score a header.
Cool.
Or his own cross.
You know ball, man.
I put 3-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brighton, Burnley.
Brighton will win that.
2-0 Brighton, I've come.
2-0 Brighton.
2-1 Brighton.
Forest Wolves, I've done 2-2.
1-1.
Ooh.
Man United, Bournemouth.
2-1 Man United.
2-1 Bournemouth.
I went 2-1 United.
I just go Liverpool at home to Palace. 3-1 Liverpool.
That's exactly what I've done.
I've said...
What the hell?
Then Arsenal to beat Villa, 2-1.
3-1. I think they get a draw.
I've had Liverpool 2-0.
Villa,
of course. Yep, sure. Oh,
okay. Liverpool 2-0 and well, Arsenal. Arsenal
are they? There's no Douglas Luiz at the moment.
Arsenal yeah, to win 2-1.
Yeah, Villa defensively look weak. 2-2. Douglas Luiz.
Villa are poor at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, no, but you never know what they're going to pull out of the bag. 2-2. Premier League's not all straightforward, man.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. You're right. Right.
And Arsenal do 10. You might.
Speaking of Premier League not being straightforward, before we close the Super 6 clip, we have to discuss Everton. Another 2-point deduction.
Yeah, I don't really know what for though.
I think more.
Why 2 points? That's so.
Yeah,
random.
It's weird because
but they got
they had 2 points to give them back.
How does that?
I don't really
work.
Get what's going on. Oh no, wasn't it 4? Hold on,
yeah, because it was 10 reduced to 6.
Oh, so 4.
And now it's 8.
That leaves
them
only
yeah.
2 points off relegation.
They're going to appeal. See what happens with that.
imagine they appeal and they go, "Your appeal's lost. It's been doubled."
Forest and Luton on 25, Everton on 27, but obviously have a game in hand.
Luton could do it, man.
Luton have got a really
go on, Luton.
Have you
Luton.
Seen Luton's running as well?
Yeah, it's
all right.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
decent.
They've got some winnable games.
Other than Man City coming up, but
yeah. But
that's right.
You know what? If I was Luton, I'd just rest everyone for the City game.
Yeah.
What's the point? They are not going to get anything, are they?
Yeah, but yeah. Luton score a lot of goals. Man City concede a lot of goals. So I can see this.
Luton does score a lot of goals away from
us. They might have a shocker in them.
Like a 5-3, like an 8-goal thriller.
That's like an Arsenal mentality if you do that.
Yeah, but they went and...
But it's Luton.
That's also a lot of energy wasted. Just
they should probably save it for the home games against... They've got like Brentford. They've got some decent... They've got 3 home games left who are all winnable.
Yeah.
Fulham maybe, I'm not sure.
They've got... Luke, Brentford at home, Wolves away, Everton at home.
Everton, that's the one.
Yeah. That is West Ham away, Fulham at home on the last day of the season.
That's all right. Yeah, Fulham, yeah. Brentford, and Everton at home. That is definitely 9 points they could get from that, and that'll be enough to keep them up.
Yep, that's 34.
Then they can just write off all their away games. That'll be.
Well, there we go. Luton are staying up.
Yeah, well done.
Well, guys,
congrats, Luton.
If you want to join our league on Super 6, biggest and greatest ever on Super 6, PTCH23 to join. $250,000 jackpot, as always. It's a free shot. Follow the link in the description down below to sign up now. Sheffield United, eh? Who would have thought? McBurnie coming up.
You fill up my senses.
What just happened?
I don't know.
That's their song, isn't it?
I don't know.
Greasy chip buddy. You've never heard Greasy Chip Buddy?
Pretty much song, right?
Never.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, you wouldn't know.
He's too busy banging on the concourse. Yeah,
so he's too busy having points in the concourse. Going, waka waka, can I have it still again? Okay. Sheffield United are fucking shit. And Chelsea are even shitter. So somehow not beat them.
Also, if I was Poch at this point, like,
I'd walk. Just leave.
Don't use your brain. Every time you take Cole Palmer off or Cole Palmer's not playing, you lose the game. Yeah. Keep him on the pitch, you idiot.
But I don't get how they can do that comeback against United and just draw.
Cole Palmer.
To Sheffield. Is there, who the fuck does it? The Chelsea football club.
And mate, the last 10 minutes of that game, like, Sheffield United were peppering them. Like, they could have
gone for the win.
They could have won it.
Yeah.
They could have won it.
Surely he's got to go. Has to go, blood.
Is it even his fault, though? Is it just like...
Yeah, is he...
Like, no, at a certain point, you're looking at it, I was like, lads, it's fucking Sheffield United. Like,
yeah, yeah, I do agree with that.
Like, what's he supposed to do?
Cole Palmer off.
Nah, but like, that's the thing. Like, the players in there are like, supposedly, like, for not, like, fucking, well, good at football. Against Sheffield United.
Great bit of analysis. Wow. Fuck it.
That was sensational.
That's so real, mate.
They're fucking meant to be like good at football and that. I've given up with trying to find answers for Chelsea because...
Will you apologise to me then?
For what?
The whole Poch thing that he can do it in pre-season. I said he needed more time to build.
How many times do we need to go
until you finally apologise? You still haven't apologised.
I'm not apologising.
Sorry, time out for
a sec. Sorry.
You've just said, at what point is it his fault?
Yeah.
Is it Sheffield United? So you've got to blame the players. And then you've said, apologise to me because of the manager thing.
You said that he'd be hitting the ground running.
No, we said we thought he would and we said we were wrong about that.
So apologise.
Apologise for what?
For being wrong. Sorry to me for saying when I said Aston Villa were a better team than them. And right now
I apologise to you. Are you managing
Aston Villa? Aston Villa were a better team than Chelsea and yous were fucking having my life at the start of the year. And now look at them.
Do you think they missed Goose that?
Thank you. Do you know what? Stand up and have a...
Say sorry. And we'll apologise. Be the bigger man
you
and apologise.
You are the new oracle. Well done.
Thank you.
Tom, do you think... He's going to whip the ball out that he's been hiding.
Do you think they miss Goose though?
They're better with him, yeah?
Cool.
Again, how many times are we going to go over this now, right?
Are they not better with Reece James than Goose though? If you're saying that.
Don't you be a stupid man.
He's their best player, come on.
When's he going to play football again, though?
Fuck no,
that isn't
man.
What the question was. Was it?
Well.
Come on.
What would you do? Question. If you're Poch, what do you do?
Give Nicholas Jackson a raise.
I'd honestly just walk the plank.
Into the Thames.
If they win their
goodbye,
next game.
Chelsea. It's been a pleasure, lads.
If Chelsea beat Everton on Monday, next Monday,
yeah.
They're level on points of Newcastle.
Yeah.
If they finish above you, oh my.
That might be the worst thing to ever happen.
We're
in
finishing
football.
Sixth.
Good luck with that,
bro. We're only a point or 2 points off Man United. That's light work.
Mate, you've got Sheffield United coming up as well. They've obviously displayed that they're a fucking hard team to beat.
Yeah.
We kept our first clean sheet away this weekend.
Well done.
Sheffield United. How bad's that?
Mate, don't write West Ham off. Tell you that.
Nah, they're fucking poo poo.
Chelsea, you've got. If Chelsea win their game in hand, they're level on points with you.
They're poopy.
Tell you what, Palace look good, don't they?
I don't know.
Could be a turn up for the books there, boys.
I think he's going to start in Mudrick again, and Chelsea are going to get sixth.
Do you think Wolves finish above Brighton?
It's tough, man.
No.
Pedro Neto and that.
Don't know. Don't care.
Wolves have got hard fucking games as well.
Yeah,
man.
I don't think Wolves.
It's an exciting end to the season, that is for sure. And all I know, if I were you, Poch, if you're watching this, hi, Pochettino.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Play every minute possible with Cole Palmer and your team.
Yeah. If you haven't learned already, mate, just keep him on the pitch.
It's quite simple, really.
He's not a bad footy player. They
don't even play midweek. Just let him have a rest. And
maybe he was injured, or maybe he thought the game was done. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
What he said, that they weren't experienced enough to play every 3 days. Or weren't old enough to play every 3 days. What the fuck does that even mean? Yeah. What does that mean?
Bedtime.
How old are you?
It means he thinks they're too young to play every 3 days.
That means they can do it because they're more fit.
Yeah.
No. He means like the experience, the know-how, how to do it.
As this in recovery, they know their own body, you know, like...
It does make a difference.
No, Lewis, it's the exact opposite. It's not having the time in professional football to know...
He's not saying they physically can't do it.
I agree, mate. I agree.
But these have been playing football since you were fucking 4 years old. Been playing footy since 2004. What do you mean more experience? What, 2 years?
No,
you are a dork, man.
Mate, look at that vein.
it's a V shape now. It's like
the more experience you are, the more you can.
Mate, this sound. You don't need more experience to play every 3 days against Sheffield United. They'll be all right.
No,
they got guys.
He hasn't said it this week, has he? You fucking did. When did he say it?
After the game.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Rams logo.
He said it after the game.
I got a V on your head.
Voldemort?
No, he's talking about the experience to know their own body for recovery to be able to come back and play frequently.
It's level.
That's a lot of bollocks.
It's not.
It really isn't,
mate. You play 5 minutes of five-a-side and got injured for 6 months.
Cole Palmer probably goes over and plays PlayStation until 2 a.m. But if he was like 35, he probably wouldn't do that. More experience.
That's just him being
that
irresponsible.
Isn't a good analogy.
don't let him explain it.
Jesus.
Well, guys, speaking of Cole Palmer,
go on then.
We're going to do.
Why is your oil red?
Because it's been itchy.
Keep poking it as well. Every time I look over,
when I get tired, I get itchy eyes.
Stop poking them.
Do you ever get tired, itchy eyes?
No.
Nah.
Itchy eyes, Danny.
Just do the segment.
Yeah, top 10 breakout stars of the Premier League. Now, contrary to the last time we did this, I am doing this as Premier League breakout star.
Oh, so now you change your mind?
Yeah, true.
No. You said Diaby was a break. We're going to have a breakout season that
in the Premier League.
That still doesn't
But we didn't. It's different. The last list was different. This time we're actually doing Premier League breakout stars.
No.
What you?
They were the same thing. They're the same thing.
Who's had a breakout season in the Prem?
The same thing.
I've changed sides.
I actually haven't even included.
What? So you now think Diaby's had a breakout season?
No, I don't believe that at all. But I couldn't think of any players, so I decided to go down their route.
So you traded in all your morals.
Yeah.
It's weird because I've gone the opposite way. I actually haven't included Diaby.
I haven't got Diaby in.
So he's a bit wrong.
But for example...
I just don't think he's had a breakthrough season.
No, if he did play well...
Lewis, but as an example, Udogi last year played in Serie A and played really well. So you say that was his breakout season, but...
Just once. One season.
No, but that's like when William Saliba went on loan and then came back and he was unbelievable. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he won the Player of the Year, didn't he?
Yeah.
I haven't got Saliba in, though.
No, not that. I meant Udogi. It's the same system that when they sent him.
I'd argue that this season's like he's broken out as in like one of the best fullbacks in the world.
I've got him in, certainly. Absolutely.
Okay, well,
fuck off.
Do your list.
Right, in at number 10, Adam Wharton.
Shit the bed. Shit the bed.
Football.
You know ball.
Thanks, mate.
You know ball.
Number 9, João Gomes.
That's football.
Crazy.
Great thing. Number 8, Simon Adingra.
No, I nearly had him in.
Yeah, man. Simon. Seven, I've got Muniz.
Ooh.
Didn't you say...
He's been at Fulham for like 3
Fulham
years.
Fulham for a while, but
he hasn't...
Yeah, it's not
season.
Yeah.
No, he was at...
he was on line.
He was at Bora last year.
Was he?
Yeah.
Breakout then. Six, Branthwaite.
Six?
Yeah. I think the 5 higher are just... They've had a better season, to be honest, unfortunately. Fifth, Lewis Miley. Fourth, Connor Bradley.
How are you putting Bradley above Miley?
Come on, man.
Liverpool tax all over. It's fucking mental.
He's had to replace one of the best right backs in the entire world. And he's done a very good
just
job.
Just because he's stepping in the position of someone who's like really good doesn't matter.
Oh, he's changing his name!
Who did he have before?
Go back.
What are you talking about?
Go back.
Undo.
Nah, that, you can't
undo
be doing that.
Do it.
You ruined the integrity of the
come
whole
on.
Segment.
His little cheating, fucking little treat.
I'm going to own up. I forgot Bradley. He's not in mine. I did forget him.
You lot are sad. Three, Kobbie Mainoo. Two, a doggy. And then one, Cole Palmer.
Wow.
A doggy above Mainoo?
I think he's just cemented his spot as a.
I didn't put a dog in either. I don't know why. I thought he'd played before for Spurs, but clearly not.
Hold that.
Like 10, I've gone Alfie Doughty for Luton. 9, Kwanzaa. Why are you laughing at that for? Why are you laughing at that? It's his first season in the Prem. He's done really well.
Yeah.
It's his first season in the Prem, Theo.
Why ain't you got Chong in?
Because he hasn't had a breakthrough season.
Whoa. No, it's Chong slander.
And also, Chong came through at fucking Man United.
Whoa. Let's leave the
I'm
Chong
pretty sure
slander.
He's played in the Prem. I've got Gusto. I thought you'd have Gusto in.
Yeah, could have done it.
7, Moniz.
Yeah.
6, Miley. Oh, 5, Branthwaite. 4, Vicario. Am I allowed Vicario?
Fucking hell, man. That's on the Diaby level, isn't it, really?
No. I'd never heard of him.
Oh, so therefore.
Oh, okay, that's
had
the
you?
Rules.
Had you?
No, I hadn't.
Oh,
had
you?
I'd never heard of a doggy.
Yeah, but didn't
had
he get,
you?
No, that's how it works.
Didn't he get bought for like 50 mil?
No, it was like 50. Does that matter, though?
I think it does a little bit when they spend.
How much was Mooney's bought for?
Years ago,
oh,
it was bought
yeah,
in 2021.
Like 13 million or something.
So what does he matter? Much someone spends on him? How much was Cole Palmer bought for?
Dude, he replaced Hugo Lloris, who was their club captain.
How much was Cole Palmer bought for?
As a youth 50 academy
million
player.
Yeah, and where's he in your list?
He's a youth academy player.
He's playing Premier League.
And where's
too,
he in your list?
He's number one.
There you go. So shut the fuck up about money. Right, number 4 is Vicario. 3 is Miner.
How old is Vicario? How long has he been playing football for? He looks like 35.
He said he's a
27.
He's 27, man!
He said he's a Premier League breakthrough season.
He has been playing first team like every game.
He's played
since
2014.
Fuck me.
No, but he's been a starter since 2018.
He has had a Premier League breakthrough season.
That's your reaching there. Yeah.
He's played Serie A football since 2016.
Yeah, I didn't know
Cole
that.
Palmer would have been like 12.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah, but this isn't a fucking a list.
Yes, it is.
This isn't a kids list.
It is. It's got a count as well.
Alfie Doughty is a, oh God, I don't know how old he is, but he's had a Premier League
breakthrough.
Yeah,
I laughed at that as well, to be fair.
You're fucking mental. Why is that not a breakthrough year then?
Mate, yeah, he's doing all right, you know.
Stink.
Fair enough, man.
Honestly.
That's poo that.
That's no, Doughty's poo because I've got him in a list and not a doggy. That's poo. Yeah, I agree with that
poo.
You picked the left back that's at Luton as opposed to the one that's done well at Spurs.
Yes, I know. I've had a bit of a stinger. Number 2, I've got Mickey van der Ven.
I don't mind that. That's pretty good.
Well, why is that okay? But
that's not okay.
But Vicario's not.
Well, one's 27. Mickey van der Ven's like 22. Right?
Why does the age matter? If they've had it, like, you could argue Carlton Morris has had a breakthrough year in the Prem. It's his first season in the Prem. Why does it matter how old they are?
But also, Van der Ven's been playing first team football for 5 years.
I know, this is the whole point about this fucking section.
It's not specific. It's not new transfers who have done well.
You said a Premier League breakthrough.
Breakthrough season of players in the Prem.
Also, Van der Ven's not. He's 45 appearances in like, what, 3 years? It's not. Prior to Wolfsburg.
He's had a breakthrough season. This is his breakthrough season.
You're choosing a pensioner's 11 here.
At Wolfsburg.
And
but we're allowing a dig in.
Number 1 is Declan Rice.
What?
You're lying.
No, it's got,
that's got a breakthrough.
It's got to be Maynard or Cole Palmer, isn't it?
He's had a breakthrough year.
There's no way Rice.
There's no way you put Rice first.
What are you talking about?
He's waffling.
How has Declan Rice not had a breakthrough season?
I can't even entertain that.
He's got Cole Palmer.
He's Cole Palmer.
Okay. Jeez, no Kobbie Mainoo.
Yeah, he's third.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Stupid segment.
10th, Adingra.
What the hell are you doing?
Skipping Theo. I love that. We all know that you are.
Learn your place.
Sorry, sir.
That's okay, darling. Sorry.
Darling.
I also forgot Conor Bradley. But it's because of his nation, it really confuses me, so I just forget about him sometimes.
Yeah, English right back.
Yeah, sorry, sure. Connor, if you're watching, you actually would be like top three for me. but unfortunately, you're not on the list. Number 10, Adam Wharton.
Mm.
Number 9, Muniz.
Mm.
Number 8, Kwanzaa.
Yeah, I like that one.
Number 7, Lewis Miley. Number 6, João Gomez. Number 5, Gusto.
Why do you think he's been better than other... Sorry to cut you off. He's moaning that you put Miley in 7. Why do you think he's been better than... people like
he's 17 and he's been thrown into the first team in an injury crisis and played against PSG in the Champions League.
You can't bring one game into it every time. Jesus, you can't keep doing that.
He's 17 years old, put onto that platform when he's never been anywhere near the first team squad. You're putting him 7th. That's a huge breakthrough season.
Listen to the players I've got above him.
Yeah,
that's fucking mad. Go on then.
João Gomez,
wrong.
Gusto,
wrong.
Branthwaite,
wrong.
Udogi.
How's Branthwaite in above him? It's fucking mental.
He broke into the England team this season.
One hasn't.
Because we have shit centre backs all over the gaff.
Right. Because we have great fucking centre mids.
He's genuinely been part of one of the best defences
like
this
Henderson.
Season.
Anyways, guys, I'm going to carry on with my list here because it's the best one. Branthwaite, Udogi at 3, Mainoo at 2, and Cole Palmer at 1. Obviously, barring Conor Bradley, I think it's fair to say that I definitely have the best list.
I don't think you can say you have the best list if you don't have Conor Bradley in the top 10.
Well, we've realised that my error, and I've apologised for it.
You're going to have to hold that L.
What was that? Let's be fair, guys. Okay? I've actually won this for once in my life.
No, you haven't, because you haven't got Conor Bradley in.
You've had a stinker, mate.
I'm not even it from you.
I just disagree with what a breakout season
is. No, you can't make up your mind what a breakout season is.
I actually can't. I hate this. We might as well just call it fucking kids who've come through and done well. What? It's not a breakthrough, is it? Vicario's had a breakthrough season. He's had a breakout season. No fucker knew who he was other than the Tottenham scout, all right?
Yeah, he used to play at Venezia.
What?
Venezia.
Who?
Venezia.
Do you want to have another go?
Venezia.
Do you have another go?
Yeah, Venice FC called Venezia.
They're not called Venezia.
What are they called then?
Venezia.
Oh, you are cringe. That is the worst thing you've ever done.
I've made you look a right now.
Or is it grass or is it grass?
Grass.
It's grass.
It's grass.
It's grass.
It's grass.
It's grass.
It's grass. You sit on the grass with your ass.
Sit on the bath with in your bath.
Sit on the bath.
You eat grass
with my ass.
You eat grass in the bath out of your ass.
What's going on?
Anyway.
Anyway, come on then.
Chimp.
Thank you. Adingra, 10th.
Nice.
Muniz, 9th.
Conor Bradley, 8th.
Have you just put him in or did you?
No, he's always been there. No, I've never changed my list.
That's a bit low then.
That is low, that.
If you've remembered him and you put him in, that's a bit
carried
low.
Away here.
He's been...
Liverpool.
Let's not get carried away with him, but let's get carried away with Lewis Miley.
Two rights, we should. Thank you for coming to sense. 7th, Adebayo. 6th.
No way. What? You think Adebayo's had a bigger and better season than Conor Bradley?
I like him, mate.
He's not even fucking playing at the moment.
Ah, he's good, like.
He's a... Mate, come on.
That is mental, Lewis.
He's got 9 goals and 13 starts. 23 games.
He's done all right.
There you go. Why is he nodding as if that's confirmation?
There you go.
He got a hat trick in one of them. That's brilliant.
Yeah, well, power to him. How many hat tricks has fucking Bradley got?
It's like with him, but he's also been playing first team football like every game since 2018.
It's his first year in the Prem, isn't it?
Breakthrough season for him, unbelievable stuff.
He's
playing in Luton, one's playing in Liverpool.
Do you know how hard it is to play for Luton than it is for Luton Town?
Who's below? Who's a blow? Adebayo?
Conor Bradley, Muniz, Adingra. 6th.
Muniz has had a better season than Adebayo. Right, okay, fine.
6th, Chong.
Are you fucking winding me up?
That's crazy. You got two in town players.
Hey, put respect on
Chong. Oh, you're trying too hard for a click.
Yeah.
5th, Branthwaite. 4th, Udogi. 3rd, Miley. 2nd, Mainoo. Only because of the press and injury to Miley. And 1st, Cole Palmer.
There's no way.
Where's Miley?
He said 3rd. There's no way that Adebayo is 7th in the list.
What, mate? Adebayo's had a great season.
How's Chong?
I just like Chong. I threw him in there.
He hasn't had a breakout season, though, has he?
Yeah, he has. He was a Man United reject. I looked down on him.
You didn't even know he played for United. Yeah, I did.
When?
Who else he played for?
When?
Who else he played for? Name one of the team he's played for.
He's only played for Man United.
Birmingham. Not Blues,
he played for Birmingham as well.
Oh, yeah, online.
I remember now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, online.
You fucking idiot.
Chonk's good, man. I'll put him down.
So you think, you honestly, hand on heart think.
I'm just trying to make it up to Chong.
Chong and Adebayo have had a better season than Gusto.
Adebayor have been fucking phenomenal. I really like him as well. You're playing a Luton team that's struggling in the Premier League, not expected to stay up, and they even have a chance. You think they're going to stay up?
Chong had a full season on loan at Werder Bremen as well, and Club Bruges.
Did he?
Yeah, he's 24.
But you're Chong's highest enthusiast, mate.
Fuck me. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to make up to him. I feel bad when I got him at the start of the season.
He's already made 6 Prem appearances for United back in 2018 and 19.
Yeah, but he got rejected. Now he's crawling his way back up, and he's doing a great job. Up the chunk, man.
There's no way you've put 2 Luton Town players in.
You might as well have had Barkley in it.
I was saying Barkley, but I said Barkley in the office and you said no.
Yeah, because he played for Chelsea and Everton.
Yeah, but he's reborn.
That's not a breakthrough.
Nah, he's reborn. He's like a new player now.
Right. Oh, Ross Barkley V1 was the old one.
Yeah, he's reincarnated as the good one.
You're an idiot.
That is crazy, mate. Adebayo, really?
Vicario? You need to settle down.
Yeah, honestly, Tom, you can't chat.
Like, these can fucking say whatever they want.
Yeah, we've definitely taken the dub out of everyone here.
But no, Vicario's a great shout. You can't let me have Van de Ven and not Vicario.
I would in a top 10 transfers list, yeah, but
no.
But
you can't have both.
That's what I mean. I'd rather you say that than, oh, Van de Ven's okay, but Vicario's
not. No, you can't have both. But
we've never heard of either.
You can't have both.
No, but Vicario's been playing like top flight football.
But I can say the same thing with Adogi. He had a full season last year at Udinese.
One.
Not one, though, is he? He hasn't
but that's
one
what Van
season.
De Ven had. That's what Van de Ven had.
No, yeah. Van de Ven's been playing first in football for like 5 years.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he has.
No, he's
no,
not.
He hasn't.
I've literally
yes,
just looked
has.
At his profile.
Look.
And what about Adogi?
He played Werder Bremen last season and then he got signed over.
Look, mate. Don't be so silly. Look.
He's 22. How
yeah,
can
he's
been
playing first team football since 2019. 20 appearances, 28 appearances, 5, 36. one season when he got injured.
In a random league. Mate, not a top flight league.
Eddie Volendam are in the Eredivisie.
Yeah, that's not
he's a top first team.
Adogi's played 70 times for Udinese in the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, but we've all agreed we're
in Serie A.
Him. We've all allowed him.
So why is that allowed? But Vicario's not. Just he's played a few extra years.
Vicario's 27.
So what if he just started football?
What about it?
But then wouldn't it be a breakout season? But just because of his age, it can't be a breakout.
Oh, you know what, Tom? I'm fed up with it. You know, when you're wrong,
you
will argue.
You got no reply. Hey, I'm doing it.
Adogi's 6'2".
Is he?
That's insane.
He's got a big cock as well.
I was going to say the same thing, actually. Yeah. Anyways, guys, let us know your breakthrough top 10 in the Prem. And like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Road to 300,000 subscribers.
Yeah, baby.
Adogi played 20... What?
What?
He's got 26 appearances. Oh, that's prior to now, isn't it?
Yeah. Silly goose. Make sure you rank us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye. Oh, and midweek.
Yeah, Arsenal buying.
Yeah. And see ya. Goodbye.
You didn't need to say goodbye. You should have gone. And then people just listen for ages to hear it.
What? What's it? What's it say?
Yeah. What's the. Oh, Tom.